The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Wow, they did a whole orchestra with it.
Oh yeah, the remember the big great. The big
yeah.
car in the
yeah,
beginning?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Munsters. With Fred Gwynne, great actor. I mean, you can't make it up. Hey, it's Halloween. Does anybody care? Are you trick or treating? Well, we wish you all the best. 906 with Joe Piscopo for Halloween today. And now, you know what? David Bossie is going to be David Bossie for today. He's going to be kind enough to join us, former deputy campaign manager for Trump 2016. You know, New York Times bestselling author. You don't forget about that, please. And also a president of Citizens United. You know, David, welcome to the show. I'm thinking about putting a hoodie on and going as John Fetterman for Halloween. What do you think? Isn't that a good costume?
I think that's pretty scary, Joe. I think that's even scarier than going as you or me.
No, you know, I want to joke. I don't want to take advantage of the guy because, God forbid, with the stroke situation, we wish him all the very best. We really do. But I can't believe you. They talk about, and help me out here, David Bossie. They talk about the Republican candidates, like, for example, that Mitch McConnell will not support or that the Republicans will not support because they're of the ilk, quote unquote, of a Republican that they are. Did they look at these Democratic candidates yet? They look at any of these people? Hochul in New York, Fetterman in Pennsylvania. I mean, Shapiro running against Mastriano. I mean, the Democrats, they have the weakest candidates I've seen anywhere at any time, David.
Yeah, and Joe, what you started with, there's a big difference between wishing the guy well, which everyone does,
yeah,
right?
You, yeah,
everyone
yeah,
wants
yeah,
John
yeah.
Fetterman to get well.
Yeah.
But there's a big, big difference between that and serving in the United States Senate. That's what they're trying to get people to do, to say, don't worry about that. We just need power. So vote for him anyway, because maybe we replace him, maybe we don't, maybe he does well, maybe he gets better, maybe he doesn't, but we still retain power. That's all they care about. They don't care about John Fetterman. They care about retaining power for Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and the continued destruction of our country, economically, culturally, you name it, militarily. We are on the downslide, and it is really a scary thing to watch, and I think you and I agree on that. So we're going to have a big day a week from tomorrow. We're going to win. We're going to win big. Dr. Oz is going to win. You know, I think that we're going to win the United States Senate, Joe. It's going to be a big, big shock to the system in a year where the math is so for the Democrats. We're going to pick up three, in my opinion. I think we'll have a 53-47 Senate after Election Day.
That's what you're seeing on the inside, David. I know you follow this very closely. I don't want to jinx it or put a hoax, a hex on it or something like that. I worry about it.
Sure, me too.
Do you think that Oz will pull it? Oz is so qualified. He was so smooth in the debate. He was so polished. And he knew the issues, and I felt bad, so bad. But you think that there, for Fetterman, talking about Fetterman, and this is in the Senate race in Pennsylvania, that I felt sorry for the guy, and I thought that was going to work on to his benefit. People, or do you think people will, when they go in, going to go, I can't do this because the guy doesn't,
yes.
Huh? What are you thinking?
No, the polling that we're seeing is there's total erosion for John Fetterman since the debate. Don't get me wrong, it's still going to be close.
Yeah.
But Dr. Oz is going to win this race, and he's going to win it partly because of the debate. People are starting to focus on the fact that Fetterman, look, this was, he had a Joe Biden basement campaign strategy, right?
Yeah.
Stay hidden,
yeah.
don't
yeah.
do anything. And what happened is the mainstream media didn't talk about the his debilitating problem. That young reporter with NBC, and I apologize for blanking on her name, but somebody I didn't know, had an interview with him about a week before the debate. And she came on air and said he couldn't understand me without the – and she, instead of the questions about John Fetterman's fitness, it was a question about her. She didn't fall in line. She wasn't part of the mainstream media's cover-up operation, which is what they do. And so she was ridiculed. And now the debate proved her absolutely correct.
I thought maybe Fox News, Dasha Burns, they should hire her. Don't you think? I think that would be something to think about because she was so honest. She was so – she said it with all the innocence in the world and objectivity in the world, huh?
You know, I would love to see her, obviously, at Fox. But you know what? She's at NBC News. We need more good reporters at those
places. Good point.
We need good reporters.
Yep.
That's where we've lost America.
That's true.
We don't have many, Walter Cronkites anymore, right? We don't have these guys around, these men and women, Jackie Judds of the world, who were just dominant in their fields. And they're just not there anymore. And that includes investigative reporters. There's no investigations going on in America today.
I know. It's so
through
true.
The media.
You're right. Now, David's got a great article on Fox News a couple days ago. 7 Biden-Harris quotes that will come back to haunt them in midterm elections. And you go through. I mean, take your pick, right? I mean, but you probably had 1,000, but you came up with 7 good ones. Yes.
Yeah, cutting it back to 7 was hard because there's just so many. But look, it's the quotes are really a tip of the iceberg because they're so bad on policy, whether it is their open borders, whether it's crime and punishment, whether it's the economy. They don't know what they're talking about. They're socialist. They're leftist. Some in the media want to say, oh, they're just incompetent, get new people in. Maybe they'll change the chief of staff after the midterms. This isn't about incompetence. This is about a true direction that they want to take this country. That's why every American, I don't care what your party affiliation is, you have to get out and vote out these bad guys. The men and women who are in there now have to be voted out. If they're, I just think we have to start next Tuesday with taking back this country from these socialists, and it's going to be a big day. And we're going to have – we need – and again, I'm very cautious, and I'm really, deeply concerned that they'll do something. But the cake is getting baked. Early voting is ending in a lot of states. Republican ballots are over, performing, and Democrats are underperforming. We have to have a big election day turnout for Republicans across the country in every congressional district because – we're going to be able to pick out Joe. I think we're right around plus 30 to 32 seats on election day. And I think that puts us in a very good spot to end Joe Biden's disastrous presidency.
Yeah. And, with due respect and no disrespect to anybody, I mean, I get fired up. I will rant. But as a most of my life, I was a blue dog Democrat, and I, have a soft spot to that part. The party's not there. And if you're Democrat and you're listening and you listen to DeBassi and Piscopo, you go, oh, these are Trump people. It's not. It's America. We're Americans. That's what we're concerned about.
You are so right, and you're so right. And remember Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan said, "I didn't leave the party. The party, meaning the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me."
That's right.
And that was 40 years ago.
That's right.
Think about that party today, though. John F. Kennedy would not be welcome in this party.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Ronald Reagan would not be welcome in this party today. If you are not a radical leftist who is an ideologue first and a pragmatist second, if you are not somebody who will toe the line, they don't want you. And that's from the AOC wing of this party who has total control, not her herself, but that wing of the party is now in total control of the Democrat base, and they're beholden to them. And that's why, look, Joe Biden didn't come into the White House wanting to be some leftist. Okay, you look at his Senate career. He wasn't a leftist in his Senate career.
Yeah.
Just to go back to your point, this is not bossy, you know, just ranting or Piscopo rant. Yeah. These are facts.
Yeah.
Joe Biden was a somewhat moderate Democrat in the United States Senate at a time when there were moderates, true moderates. You know, and that's where we've lost that today. For sure.
It's so true. And we'll let you go, David, but I remember being a Democrat and going down there and seeing there were some great Democrats. Like I always draw Senator Bill Bradley's name. I always say I love Bill Bradley. He was a good guy. My personal friend, Frank Lautenberg. Yeah, even though they were liberal, they were left, but it was okay. They weren't drastic. And then you would meet Biden when I would go to Washington, smiling, not the smartest guy in the room, clearly not the smartest guy in the room, but he was like a nice guy. Who is this guy? And he's a cranky old get off my lawn guy. Not a nice guy. Yelling. I mean, whispering, creepy, still sniffing people. David. And they made fun of us because we voted for Donald Trump, for goodness sake. Come on. I mean, you got to be. And I'm telling you, I don't think have a right to vilify us how we vote. And I don't vilify them for voting the wrong way. But we have handed. I don't want to say liberals because they're not liberals. We handed a party that has turned into a regressive socialist Marxist communist party. We've handed everything off saying, okay, you want it? Here it is. Show us what you got. David Bossy, we're at the precipice of a nuclear war. This is what they brought us.
And 2 years in, the American people are going to flush that down the toilet. That's what makes America so great. It's what makes America so different from everywhere else. We get to correct in midstream. We get to change the direction of the ship of state. And that's what next Tuesday is. Everyone has to turn out and vote, and we count the votes, and we have to hope that it's done right. But that's what we are. We are a country that's going to abide by what happens. We win the House and the Senate back, even if we just win the House back.
Stop
this disastrous agenda. And that's where we, you know, and by the way, if the Republicans win back the House and the Senate, which I do believe we will, they have recreated Donald Trump in an even more powerful way. That's what they've done. They've gone so far to the left. They've opened the door to Donald Trump's reelection in 2024 because that's what their radical left wing shift has done, because the American people are going to say enough is enough.
That's right. David, thanks so much for taking the time. Love chatting with you, man. And, we'll keep us posted, David. Stay close. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. David Bossy right there, New York Times bestselling author. And, again, if you're, I have to tell you, if you're liberal or if you're a Democrat, I love you. And I love you even if you voted for Biden. But you can't be, when I see some of the tweets, and the right wing, the extreme right wing is wrong and the extreme left wing is wrong. I'm right of center. You could be left of center, but it is time. It is time to be more measured and to appreciate the country and just to get it back on track, because we're being derailed. We're being destroyed. Let me just rephrase that by a leftist agenda that Karl Marx would just absolutely love. And you know, and you're a Democrat and you're my pal and you know that, and you're an independent, you know that. So do you go, you don't want to go far, far right, but you want to just bring the country back. Before we break, Al, I got something for you in Italy. I've had this since I got back from Italy. It's so cool. And I thought I lost it. I found it.
Right.
So here, this is from Murano. You see these cufflinks I have
on?
Yes, yes. Look at that beautiful. Murano glass is the most famous glass in the world. It's right.
Beautiful.
It's the island off of Venice.
Nice.
Huh? Yeah, isn't that nice, though? So this is for you.
Thank you.
I got Joe something from Murano. I got you something from I meant to give it to you. So it's just a little. It's in the same bag. It's been traveled to Italy and back. Look at this. Watch this.
It's not a chili pepper. It's an Italian horn.
How great is
that? I cannot wait to wear this with my chest hairs hanging out in San Diego. This is fantastic.
But it's really
sweet. I might get a gold chain on that.
I should have got you the gold chain. No,
let me see it. I can't.
Look at that.
That's
we gotta
nice.
Take a picture.
It's a big horn.
It's an Italian horn, red.
Guaranteed, people are gonna walk up to me. Oh, you like things hot? Yeah. That's it.
No, you know what? It's glass. It's Murano glass. Only in Italy would they make how are you doing?
How you doing? Joe bought me a beautiful cross made of the same material. But my favorite thing was Joe said, I know you're not religious. I said, first of all, who said I wasn't religious? And secondly, if you don't think I'm religious, why buy me a cross? But I love the cross.
Because could you imagine if he had switched it up and given me the cross?
Yeah, I thought he was going to give you a cross. But you know, now you made me feel good. You got a gold chain.
No, gold chain. I have some gold chains at home.
Something diamond encrusted while you're at it.
Isn't that great? But look how they make the Italians. This is a Murano. And
what kind with of glass my, my, is this, though?
It's, I know. It's amazing. From the Farini factory with my buddy Sebastian out there.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
Way better than the Speedo you got me to. Thank you.
I was with Olivia and Allie, and we saw these great store in Venice, actually.
If I put it on right now, it'll choke me, but I want to get something a little longer so I can wear
it on
my
shirt. I'll get Joey Falco. We'll get Joey the jeweler.
Thank you.
Jeweler Joe. Hey, Joey on the radio. It's 20 minutes. Say you're welcome, Albert. I got him. Debbie, I got him like an Italian red horn.
I love it.
But in Murano glass.
I love it. That is fantastic.
We did. Debbie will testify. We did a search on the Speedo. Could not find it, Algatula.
Could not find it. Nope. Wow. And we were in that same rest stop area where we found it last time, where Joe and I were looking up and down all the shelves. We were running around the store. Are there any Speedos around here? We couldn't find any.
Nothing.
I know.
We did a stop on our way to Pompeii, on our way to Sorrento, somewhere. And we said, no, Speedo-less. They probably outlawed it in Italy by this time. You think? Yeah,
it must be.
As it should be. As it should be, really.
So, Al gets the Italian horn, which is nice. Anyway, that's beautiful. I love it.
Debbie's out there. Tom DelBacaro is going to join us. Frank Pallotta as well. And Deb's on the road. It's 921 on AM 970. The answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening, guys. 17 northbound getting up through Ramsey. Two lanes are still blocked up past Allendale Road. Looks like an accident still going on. Garden State Parkway South at the Pascack Valley Tolls. Accident investigation is now on the shoulder. Watch for delays 78 westbound, exit 49 into Springfield with a collision over there. We're still seeing delays on the bridge. It looks like some construction. Inbound GWB down to an hour. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, it's 25. Holland's still waiting 30. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic still on the LIE eastbound up at the Sagda Coast. It's a fuel spill from that earlier car fire over there. We're seeing delays on the southbound thruway by 14B into Tallman with a crash. And over on the Hutch southbound, that's stop-and-go getting down through Mount Vernon with an accident blocking one lane. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to about 65. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Relief Factor is it. Marcia in Maryland, Anne Marie, Deborah Ann. We got Kent, Arkansas. We got Dr. Gorka. You got Larry Elder. You see Larry? Yeah, Larry in the gym. How about that? I thought they were going to put me in the gym in the Relief Factor. No? Joe, you're going to fix cars. And then you're going to play the drums. I said, right. So I have to tell you, though, the folks that have come up with the concept of Relief Factor, the folks that are Relief Factor, are some of the best people I've met. And I'm proud to tell you that. They're so decent and wonderful and caring that their initiative is to get you out of pain. And when they came up with something that was and is 100% drug-free, I jumped right on it. Because I love that. It's 100% drug-free. I see the ingredients. If you go to relieffactor.com, you'll be able to see the ingredients as well. And you'll see they're 100% drug-free. That's stop inflammation. You can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. The 3-week quick start is only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. You know what? Like I always tell you, you deserve at least that. So let's go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Get that 3-week quick start. Give yourself 3 weeks. For me, 5 days, boom, out of pain. Been out of pain ever since. So less than $20. Start here, please. ReliefFactor.com.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Stop. Look around. Can you call this a smashing success of the ruling Democrat Party? A triumphant presidency? Think, what's left of our country, our city, our American dream? It's you, the American citizen. Your vote, we the people. Vote Republican.
This is not a joke.
November 8th for safety and security, prosperity and common sense. Not a single vote to the Democrat Party. I am Yuri Dashevsky, your Republican and Conservative Party's candidate for the U.S. Congress. I approve this message. YuriForUS.com.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio. All right, so now we have the information for November 17th at Calandra's. Now, by the way, if you want bread like the old days, when they hand it to you and it's warm, it's Calandra's bread. You know, for 60 years, they've been going strong. Right off of Bloomfield Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Now they're in Fairfield. And now they have the Calandra's Village in Caldwell across from St. Al's. Oh, man, you got to check it out. And certainly still in Newark. And now, let me tell you, we will be performing. We locked this all in. This is a special intimate show that I will be doing for our friends at Calandra's. It's November 17th. All right, so if you're in Essex County, we want you to come over. I'll be performing. We're going to be doing the standards. I'm going to bring the kids. It's nice. It's a smaller venue, so I'm able to get intimate and just kind of do some songs that I wouldn't ordinarily do. It's at Cucina Calandra Grand Ballroom, and it's located in their Best Western Plus Executive Hotel. That's in Fairfield, New Jersey, not too far from where Calandra's is right there. Cucina Calandra, full buffet, will be there, followed by the standards by me. That's a New Jersey 1-2 punch, Calandra's at Piscopo. Come on, are you kidding me? Cucina Calandra, I love that. I'd love to see you there. Plenty of free parking. You can call for information, reservations, before it closes out, because this is going to go quickly. And I love doing these type shows. It reminds me of when Mr. Sinatra would go in and he would play these great clubs. That's what they've created at Cucina Calandra. And it's right there at the Best Western Plus Executive Hotel in Fairfield, New Jersey. Can I give you a number? It's a 973-575-7720. 973-575-7720. Calandra's and Joe Piscopo together for the first time. This is going to be swinging, baby.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Katz at Night with John Katzimatidis. Today at 5 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, we got to go to the source in California. 926 with Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer. Tom DelBacaro is the man. He is an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. And Tom, welcome to the show. Appreciate it. Are you in L.A. as we speak, my friend?
No, I'm east of San Francisco, not far from where this story originated.
But you're 3 hours earlier, so we appreciate you waking up. Tom, what's the story? What are we hearing? What's the inside line on this Paul Pelosi situation?
Well, it's a bizarre story. There's two aspects of it. One, of course, is what really happened. Politico's reporting that he was able to call the police from his bathroom before he went back out to get attacked. A very bizarre circumstance in that regard. Why would you leave the bathroom if you were in such danger? But the other part of the story becomes the Democrats now blaming MAGA Republicans and Trump for the attack.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, there's no way that they didn't even know what the truth of this attack
That's
is.
Right.
But to blame it on a huge swath of the population shows their desperation as this election approaches.
Yeah, it's so true. But that's a good point, though. If he called from the bathroom, why would he leave the bathroom? And then he said, and didn't he say, correct me if I'm wrong, I heard police tapes, I thought I did, that he said, that Pelosi said that the guy's name is David. So he's a friend. Do we know for a fact that Paul Pelosi said that to the police?
That hasn't been reported out here that I've read. But look, it's an evolving situation. How did he quote? This neighborhood is no ordinary neighborhood, Joe, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
There are cameras everywhere. Of course, there are cameras everywhere at their home. There's apparently was a third person in the house.
Right.
All of these things need to come out. But for Joe Biden to stand on the national stage and blame it on Republicans, you had someone who's running in the congressional seat in Southern California demanding that the sitting congressman apologize for the attack because MAGA Republicans are causing this. It's just out of control, the manner in which, and keep in mind, it's not, you know, did the do you remember when Steve Scalise and the softball players
yes.
were shot at?
Yes, that's right.
Did they take any ownership for their vitriol? Remember, Nancy Pelosi has been ripping, remember the Tea Party, she called the AstroTurf. She has been ripping the right, the grassroots of the right, for years. No responsibility, weird circumstance in her own home, and now they're blaming. You notice she hasn't done this, by the way. She hasn't been the one saying that this is MAGA Republicans, which I find interesting, too.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that, when they, and I can't get a handle on that there should be security there, because it's, again, the person who's third in line to president of the United States, and now it's her home. Wouldn't they be watching their home? We touched on it earlier this morning. Wouldn't the Capitol Police be in charge of keeping a watch on that home, at least video-wise, Tom?
Joe, there's more security cameras around that home than you can shake a stick at. Look, I have security cameras where I live. I have many security cameras at my home. I'm not even rich by any stretch, but that's life out in California now.
Yeah.
And look, and I'm not a data denier, as Kathy Hochul says, even though crime's up 33% in New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
She calls Zeldin it. That it's safer in Democrat states. It's not safe in California.
Yeah, yeah.
The city's not safe. But this instantaneous blaming of Trump as if that's their dog whistle to get out their vote is just
okay. All right. So stay with me. Stay with me. You're very grounded. We love your overview, especially California politics. But this, as soon as I saw this happen, I thought it was set up. The way I think January 6th, this is Joe talking, not Salem, not anybody else. I'm Piscopo talking, not Tom Del Picaro. January 6th, it just reeks set up to me. Like set up. They know it. I think things that happen in government that we can't even imagine what they set up. January 6th looked like a setup, although people did what they did. And if they did attack somebody or attack the police, they should be in jail. But that January 6th seemed like a setup. This is a reeking like a setup for exactly the reasons you just stated, my dear friend. It's because they have nothing. They have nothing. Everything they're throwing at this election is backfiring on them. So I'm thinking, and now that's me talking. That's my Jersey snarky Italian attitude, man. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like that.
Here's a thought for you.
Yeah.
They're going to lose in the midterms. She's going to be out of office because she's going to resign. She's not going to stick around. Why would she want to be in the minority again, especially if she loses by a huge margin?
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen to this story? It's going to disappear.
Yes, yes. I'm fearful to say that you are absolutely right, Tom. It'll just go away. And then what I can't stand, to your point exactly, they put this narrative out there that with no backup, and I have to spend the morning on glaring and triple checking and quadruple checking the facts, what's real. But then I was in doing my Sunday radio show last night live. And I've got Fox News, and I'm watching Fox News. I think they were replaying Maria's show, Sunday Morning Futures, which is great. So I got that in the studio. Now I'm looking at the other monitors, MSNBC. I see Al Sharpton up there. They're lying, like everything is fact. And people, I guess there are people out there that believe that stuff, though, that ilk that is spewed upon us, yes?
Oh, look, there are, in this divided era, there are two sets of media.
Yeah.
And if you're on the left, you don't know a huge portion of things that go on in this country, although some's undeniable at this stage, like the level of crime. Joe, one thing we're going to, and I'm going to write about this after the election, politics is no longer just local. Remember when Tip O'Neill said politics?
Yeah.
It's not. With the television and mass media, it's in your home. Even if you watch New York from California or L.A. or from San Francisco, even if you don't live in those cities, the level is getting such that you that it's everywhere, and it creates a psychology everywhere. Politics isn't only local. This is part of it. They immediately say nationally, oh, this bizarre circumstance, this whole evidence of what MAGA Republicans, they are nationalizing everything. Politics isn't just local, but in this election, you can't deny inflation. You can't deny the level of crime. There's a poll out there that says 71% of Americans think the country's out of control. That can't be good for Democrats.
Yeah. You know what? Right on the money, Tom. Keep us posted if you hear anything, all right? Because this is so weird. It's so weird. It's so wrong. And we can't. And what? And the media in California, they're being guarded with all of this, yes?
Well, no. Of course, they immediately ran with like the Nationals did. But we'll see what comes as this leaks out. I mean, it's political.
Yeah.
The one who first reported, not exactly right-wing conspirators, but political, that he called from the bathroom. Well, why the hell would you leave the bathroom if there was an attacker in your house and you had your phone and your charger?
Very fishy. Hey, thanks so much, Tom. All the very best. Appreciate it. Stay tuned to us, please, and call anytime,
sure.
Tom. Thank you. Tom Del Beccaro right there. And Joe on the radio, 935. Frank Pallotta is going to join us. He's running against Josh Gonheimer in the 5th Congressional, host of Frankly Speaking Sundays, 10 a.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. And we got Al with the news for yous on AM 970 TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
54 degrees at 936. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City is rolling out its Trick or Streets program this Halloween. Some 100 select city streets will be open to pedestrians and shut to vehicular traffic from 4 p.m. until 8 tonight. The goal is to allow families more public space to celebrate the holiday. Critics say the city's open streets programs have caused the loss of hundreds of parking spots and make it harder for first responders to get to emergencies. A study links nose picking to Alzheimer's disease. Researchers at Australia's Griffith University showed that a certain type of bacteria can travel through the olfactory nerve in the nose. The brain responds by deploying a protein that's a telltale sign of Alzheimer's and dementia. The study used mice, but scientists want to see if it's the same in humans. The study was published earlier this year in the journal Scientific Reports. In sports, Giants' winning streak has been snapped after four games. Big Blue fell 27-13 to the Seahawks in Seattle. Bill Belichick now all by himself in second place on the all-time wins list, they passing George Halas with his 325th career victory. The Patriots came from behind to top the Jets 22-17 in MetLife Stadium yesterday. Cavaliers over the Knicks 121-108. Devils blow out the Blue Jackets 7-1. The Rangers, they beat the Coyotes in Arizona by the final of 3-2. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get paid free today. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. Let's go out to the LIE eastbound by the Sancta Coast. They're still mopping up a fuel spill from an earlier car fire. Kind of tough through that area. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Van Wyck heading southbound, getting down through Atlantic Avenue. And watch for delays on the Deegan. Deegan northbound by the Grand Concourse. It's a collision with one lane block. Still about an hour in at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln 25, Holland down to 30. Garden State Parkway southbound by the Pascack Valley Tolls. That accident investigation is all off on the shoulder. Are now moving better there. 208 southbound, that stop and go through Wyckoff with some ongoing construction. And watch for some delays on 78 westbound express lanes getting out toward exit 49. They're doing some ongoing construction here getting right out through Springfield, so watch for delays over there as well. And on the thruway south, 14B into Tallman, a collision taking one lane. Sunny today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970 The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell Technologies Black Friday events start early with up to 48% off business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors, plus savings on accessories and free shipping. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Okay, we will ask Dell. Dell! Hello! 938, Joey on the radio. I'm going to tell you about Invite Health. I love telling you about Invite Health because you can get incredible nutritional supplements as your local hypochondriac telling you that. But I know Invite Health. I know the whole great folks at Invite Health. So if you call 800-673-2345. You check out invitehealth.com. That's maybe where you want to start, invitehealth.com. But you can call as well, 800-673-2345. You can find out why they are the leader at Invite Health in a personalized approach to health. Check out their super premium nutritional supplements, podcasts, radio shows, free nutritional consultations. I'm telling you. Plus, excuse me, take an additional 10% off your order with the code 970. That's it now. Don't forget also, at 12 noon every day, Monday through Friday, Dr. Amanda Williams. She is the scientific director at Invite Health, and you can join Amanda. Great show. Monday through Friday at noon to hear her talk to a variety of experts in entertainment, culture, wellness, and more. And between important health and wellness advice from Amanda, updates on local events, and these great conversations with interesting guests, you're not going to want to miss the show. But don't forget to go to, by the way, invitehealth.com. Give Amanda a call when she's on the air. Ask her about what problem you may have and how you could probably get a great nutritional supplement or a consultation. How about a consultation from Invite Health? And don't forget, 10% off your order if you use the code 970 at invitehealth.com. And don't miss Invite Health Radio with Amanda, Dr. Amanda Williams on AM 970 The Answer every Monday through Friday at 12 noon.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radiosurgery to New York and body radiosurgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
Hey, Joey on the radio. How are you, darling? 941. Can I tell you about MyPillow? MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and sizes. They're now on sale regularly. The queen size is $89.98. You can get it for $39.98. How about that? Order now. There's a very limited supply. MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Will you please go to MyPillow.com? Mike has got the best deals. He's got, don't forget, on a lot of the, and almost everything there, you get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And check out the MyPillow slippers, the mattress topper, the pillows, the towels, everything from MyPillow. And it's a great American company started by Mr. Lindell. And he gives you these great deals if you go to MyPillow.com. But you got to use the promo code Joe P. Joe P, all right? You could click on the radio listener square at MyPillow.com. Do you want to make a phone call? Folks like to call. Let me give you the number, if I may. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Great Christmas Hanukkah gifts at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe P.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Secular Live. Coming up this afternoon. 4 and AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Frank Pallotta is with us. He's running against Josh Gottheimer in the 5th Congressional District. Host of Frankly Speaking Sundays at 10 a.m. on AM 970. The Answer. Hey, Frank, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thanks for having me back. I saw you a couple weeks ago at Bergen Community College doing your Sinatra tribute. It was awesome.
Man, I would have introduced you. I didn't know that you were there. See, no one tells me anything. No one. I got no point person. Someone just goes, Frankie Pallotta's in the house. I would have said, Frank Pallotta's in the house. I would have said that. I'm sorry about that.
It was great. No way. It was awesome. I love being there.
Thank you, man. And I can tell you, as you listen to Frank Pallotta running, this is a very high-profile race in New Jersey. And Josh comes on the show. Frank knows that. And Josh is very – I said, are you debating? And you have debated Josh. I don't see any hate here. It's just a back and forth. But I'll tell you this about Frank Pallotta. I love Frank when I saw you on the Schmooze Cruise. And then you were on your phone – they're doing probably a million things you have to do every day, right, in a race like this.
Uh-huh.
And I go, hey, Frank, how you doing? You said, you're the one guy. I got to tell you something, honestly. You didn't come over and go, hey, Joe, can I come on your show? You know, because I want, you didn't, you know what I mean? It was like, you had your stuff down, man. It was great. And you had it together. I love that about you, man. How you doing? Where are we? And how you feeling about everything regarding this race?
Oh, you know, we're feeling great. We are within the margin of error. I don't think a lot of people saw that coming. It's a combination of, I heard you talking to Jimmy earlier, Jimmy McLaughlin.
Oh, yeah.
Who's my pollster as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a combination of what's going on in the country. And it's a combination also, you know, Joe, of what we're doing. You know, we've been boots on the ground for 2.5 years. We haven't moved. I'm from this area. I'm from Mahwah. I've been here 36 years. And, you know, I know the pulse of the town. I know the pulse of the district. And Sussex and Passaic County are big parts of this district that I make sure that I'm at all the time. So, you know, we're out there. We're talking about crime. We're talking about the economy. And the other side, they're talking, and you just mentioned it, Joe. They're talking about Jan 6. They're talking about Roe. You know, people are up at night wondering what is going on with food prices and gas and things like that. And they don't need the deflection. But, you know, the desperate times bring about desperate measures.
It's so true, though. It's you know, with Hochul and Congressman Zeldin, with Governor Hochul, I was kind of embarrassed because they have nothing. And when they talk about Roe's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. That whole thing, this is what's frustrating. And people listening to us now, Frank Pallotta, know that. When that leak came out of the Supreme Court, my question is, how did the leak get out of the Supreme Court? How did it get out of the Supreme Court? There's a leak in the United States Supreme Court in America. Nothing. And
how,
then, but that was
how
the.
How nuts
was
that?
It was nuts. And the reason was just free, so they would have anything. And, abortion's going to end. No, you're missing the whole point. It's not going, and it just goes down to the states. And then you try to defend it, and then they try to pigeonhole you into something, and they got nothing, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be interesting to see. But you're telling me you're within a margin of error against
Josh. We are within
the
margin of error.
Wow. That's
Steve Scalise has come in. We've gotten help from McCarthy. We've gotten help from Steve Scalise and the NRCC. So they know that there's an opportunity to flip certainly one as many as three seats here in the state of New Jersey. And you know, I heard Jimmy talking about Mike Lawler, you know, just a couple towns north of me.
Yep.
This is going to be a common sense pocketbook election, plain and simple. People are done with the commercials. They're done with the finger pointing and you know, the whole idea of why we're here and why we run, Joey. And you know this. I mean, you've been around a long time. You know, you and I are both, you know, Italian guys. We know our upbringing.
Yep.
It's about what's important to faith and family and friends and the country. That's it. And that's what we bring to the table.
Yeah, it's so true. And when you go on to, to Washington, I mean, I'm trying to think the things that you could concentrate on. What would be your initiative when you got to Washington? Because, you know, the first thing I'm thinking about is the incredible taxes in Bergen County, man. It's like, oh, my God, Upper Saddle River. It was like that guy, remember at the show, that guy from Apple Saddle River, I said, wow, you buy tickets for everybody, man? It's like, gosh, almighty, the taxes are nuts in Jersey, but... I mean, I where would you start, on a more of a national platform, Frank?
Well, you know what? You're right. Taxes are a big issue. And people have said to me, gee, Frank, what are you going to do about New Jersey property taxes? It's a federal job. I can't lower your property taxes, but I can lower your tax burden. That's the thing. Josh has not been able to get this salt removal off of the ground. It's been 5 years. There's ways to do it. He can't get it done or he won't get it done. Mm-hmm. But the tax burden is the first thing we have to do, not just across the country, Joe, but in the state of New Jersey. We're the number one exodus state for 4 years in a row. We've got to bring businesses back. We've got to bring people back. That's what starts it. My background is finance. So I think it starts there. The other thing is we got to start making sure that our police feel empowered again, empowered to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And you know, we've seen an increase in resignations. We've seen a complete decrease in recruiting. It's because they don't feel like anyone has their back. So those are the first two things I would change. The next thing is I would get pitching for the Yankees.
What happened, man? I know. Unbelievable. You know what also?
Legislation for pitching, yes.
I mean, I have some dear longtime Democrat friends who our friends, and I always wish that we could localize it. Like, for example, when you come to drug prices, they talk about drug prices. We are the medicine chest of the pharmaceutical industry in the great state of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Why don't we? Why can't we? We have more oil refineries, I think, than anywhere else in the great state of New Jersey. We should not be banged with high gas prices. We should not be banged with high drug prices. And by the way, due respect to the rest of the country, if you're Jersey, you're local, I don't know why that initiative isn't put forth by the New Jersey politicians. Let's utilize what we have here. It's like with this whole COVID went down, and then Governor Murphy, a nice guy, don't get me wrong, but he just went on this national platform that whatever the Democrats say to do, that's what Murphy does. And that's what every single Democratic politician does pretty much in the state. It'd be good to let's grow. What do we have in New Jersey that we could offer? You could go to Patterson. You could build pharmaceutical plants to do generic drugs out of Patterson. Work with Andre Saia, who's a Democrat there.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? There's so much we could do that we just don't do. They go along. That's the problem with Jersey. They just vote party line, and it's time to show up and just vote more independently. Frank Pallotta.
No, look, I'm there, and even to that, District 5 is a microcosm of the whole state. Sussex has those large, huge farms that we could dairy farms, and you know, you've got the urban areas of Burton County.
Yep.
This is an amazing state, Joe. You've been here your whole life.
Yeah, man.
This is the place to be.
Yeah, it really is, right? Listen, I appreciate your guts to take on Josh, and wishing you all the best, and the show's great. Love you on the station. So keep us posted, man. Keep us posted, and here we go. Let the games begin, Frank Pallotta, right? And thanks for taking the time with us always, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Joe. Be well and be safe.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Frank. Frank Pallotta right there, running for New Jersey's 5th Congressional District. And Alan, I have a big race in the 7th in our district, which is that's a big swath of New Jersey, you think about it.
The guy with bad teeth against the guy who's going to fix things.
That's what Alan, if Alan was in politics, that's what you
First
would
of
do.
All, have you seen Malinowski's ads? Everything is attacking Tom Kane on abortion. Nobody cares about abortion. How about Tom Malinowski talks about how all the money he made during the pandemic when he said, we shouldn't really be selling stocks and finding out.
Once they started making it personal like that, the Republicans who never do this came back in a big way.
Yeah.
And those ads against Malinowski are great.
And by the way, Menendez is getting investigated too. Senator Menendez, his son might have some trouble winning his race.
Third time
the feds are investigating Senator Menendez. Do you really think that they would go after him again a third time didn't have proof?
I don't say anything bad.
Leave it alone.
I have so many Democratic friends in the great state of New Jersey. Some are nice. There's a couple that aren't.
He's not a nice guy. I mean, I know he's done a lot. I'll say it. He's not a nice guy.
Smile more.
Great smile. He's got better teeth. Nice hand.
We're gonna give
nice
Al a gavel. He's the judge of who's nice. By decree of Al,
he's gonna tell what dentist to who should go to what dentist.
I'm the last person in the world in the shape that I'm in to be really criticizing anybody. So there you go.
Debbie Duhame is out there. Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's nice to hear Frank. I know I met him on the Schmooze Cruise that we had.
Yeah, good guy.
It was nice to hear him. Yep.
Really good guy. Very smart. I call him a kid, but he's a very smart young man. He really is. Mm-hmm. You know what? The mistake I made in the Saccone Theater is beautiful and wonderful and warm. That audience was the best audience ever, and it was like I felt so comfortable there, and the grace of God, the show went well. I should have called you backstage, but I know you never want to bother me. I was like, Debbie, who's here? Who's not here? Who should I say hi to? Like we did at Lorenzo's on Friday night. You are the best. You are the best.
Okay,
the
that's
best.
What we're going to do. Next show, that's what we're going to do. That's going to be my job.
People come back into the dressing room. I need information. I didn't know Frank Pallotta was there. I would have said hi to him from the stage.
I know. There were so many great people. Last Friday and the Friday before. I mean, it's just unbelievable how many wonderful people, you know?
Okay, so. Darling. Thank you, dear.
Yeah, I'll take care of you. I'll be your work wife. I promise. I'll take care of you. Don't worry, Joe.
You're the best. Thank you, Debbie.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. The LIE eastbound up at the Sagda Coast. Watch out. It looks like you still have a fuel spill out there. Deegan north at the Grand Concourse. It's an accident. Van Wyck is messy northbound up by Liberty Avenue. It's some ongoing construction over there. 17 northbound up in Ramsey. A pretty bad accident still working. Inbound George, 40 to the upper, 10 to the lower. Lincoln's okay. Holland, about 15 minutes getting into town. And the Garden State Parkway north at 139, a collision there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The stock market has fallen more than 20%. That means your investments are worth at least 20% less than they were just a few months ago. But those who owned gold during Wall Street's fall maintained their wealth. Sebastian Gorka here. Gold traditionally holds its value when economies fail, like now. Which is why I recommend calling Midas Gold Group to talk about safeguarding your wealth with physical gold. Don't wait until more inflation or a recession devalues your wealth even more. The Biden administration's liberal policies may damage financial markets even further. Protect yourself and your family. Diversify your investments before you lose it all by purchasing physical gold and precious metals with the only gold company I recommend, Midas Gold Group. Log on at MidasGoldGroup.com. Then call them at 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
For today, it will be rather mild. Some sunshine gives way to clouds. Maybe a shower very late this afternoon, the high 65. Cloudy and mild tonight with a few showers around, the low 58. Clouds, some sunshine tomorrow. There can be a lingering shower or two tomorrow. Another mild day, the high 68. Partly sunny, nice, and very mild on Wednesday, the high near 70. I'm meteorologist John Woodward on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, John. Good job today. Joe Piscopo talking about the Columbus Citizens Foundation. I am so flush with Italian-American pride. You're Irish like my children, half Irish. We love you. You're Jewish. You're Black, Latino. Yeah, Chinese, whatever you are the foundation of the greatest country on planet Earth. You know, we love you. My Jewish brothers and sisters, everybody, I'm telling you, we're all part of this. That's what the Columbus Citizens Foundation stands for, the celebration of ethnicity across this great country. And what they do, they help kids who can't afford to get an education. They step up and they distribute millions of dollars to children who need financial aid for their education. And also, the Columbus Citizens Foundation stands up for, it's I would say it's a little thing, but it's not a little thing. The statue, things that stand for the great Italian-American community, our parents, our grandparents who struggled, you know, through racism, through hate, through lynchings, to become citizens of America. That's what the Columbus Citizens Foundation is. We'd love for you to check it out. We'd love for you to make a donation. We'd love for you to join. Will you please check out columbuscitizens.org? It's a great, great group of great human beings just trying to make life better for all walks of life through the Italian-American community. ColumbusCitizens.org, please. ColumbusCitizens.org. Happy Halloween. I hope you have a great Halloween. Please be careful. I am such a worrywart. I'm such a worrywart that, you know, that the National Italian-American Foundation, they have all these young kids there. And it's Washington, and I'm thinking right. Washington's a high crime area. No, I'm like a dad. I'm talking to all these young who are look like my daughters. I'm going like, where are you going out now? Be careful. Can you get out there? You know, don't go out by yourself. And they're looking at me like, Dad, I got this, you know? But I worry about it. But I do. When it's Halloween, the trunk or treat thing is the best. I don't even know about house to house. Al, you got house to house today? You got people coming?
Oh,
around?
Yeah. Got people coming.
All right.
No apartment department. The elevator's broken in my building. So no one wants to come.
Yeah. Me, I get the bear will show up again, you know, the bear or the coyote.
Hey, boom, boom. Let's get some snacks.
Hey, thank you, Albert. Great show. Joey, always thank you. Debbie, I love you. Thank you, Kara. Thank you for doing a good job. Michael, thank you. Mert is our guy, and he will podcast this show up momentarily. It is Halloween. Hopefully, you can enjoy it a little bit. And if you want to go out and have some fun, if you're downtown Manhattan with me, I better get out now. The president is in town. All right. Well, listen, go out, and you know what you can do on this Halloween day? Make it the best day ever. And you know why? And I believe this heart and soul, you deserve it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.